USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Russian invasion of the Ukraine appears to be imminent after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered troops into separatist regions of eastern Ukraine. The vaguely worded order signed by Putin gave the charge to maintain peace. The directive came hours after he recognized the separatist areas in a rambling hour-long TV speech. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said the UN Secretary General is concerned about the Russian move.
He calls for the peaceful settlement of the conflict in eastern Ukraine in accordance with the Minsk Agreement, as endorsed by the Security Council in 2015.
The UN Security Council called for an emergency meeting on the crisis. No trading took place on Wall Street due to the President's Day holiday, but as you can imagine, the Ukraine crisis is negatively affecting futures. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health. Come on, you've heard about us on Newsmax Television, on Wayne Allen Root. We have helped tens of thousands of people all across America and around the world to lose fat, to reverse every disease you can imagine. High blood pressure, diabetes, Meniere's disease, arthritis. Come on, you can get healthy this year. And because you're associated with WAR, you get a 40% discount. Are you kidding me? We only do that because we love Wayne Allen Root and he loves you. So you just have to take an action step. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. But go log on to energizehealth.com. Look at testimonials just like you. Do your research. Listen to Dr. Brian Taylor. Log on energizehealth.com and change your life in 2022.
Jurors in Georgia deliberated for 3 hours after closing arguments in the federal hate crimes trial of three white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. A federal prosecutor told the jury that the men went after Arbery, a black man, out of pent-up racial anger. But defense attorneys argued that Arbery was shot in self-defense and acted suspiciously during prior trips to the neighborhood. The men have already been convicted in state court and sentenced to life in prison. An explosion on the sun last week extended millions of kilometers into space.
The coronal mass ejection was not directed at Earth. In fact, it was traveling away from Earth, and scientists say we're lucky. Spacecraft not dedicated to solar science felt its blast. The BepiColombo mission, currently in the vicinity of Mercury's orbit, detected a massive increase in the readings from electrons, protons, and heavy ions with its radiation monitor. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Look for USA Radio on Facebook. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
In Idaho, one lawmaker wants residents to bring their own ballot to the post office. Lawmakers in the State House approved a proposal making it illegal for neighbors to deliver one another's ballots to the post office. Delivering 10 or more ballots to the post office for others would be a felony, while delivering fewer than 10 would be a misdemeanor. The bill is to curb so-called ballot harvesting. Critics say the bill criminalizes neighbors making an effort to help one another. The proposal now goes to the state Senate. There is a new winner of last year's Kentucky Derby. More from USA's John Hunt.
The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission has announced that Medina Spirit's victory at the 2021 Kentucky Derby has now been disqualified. After crossing the finish line first at the Derby, the horse then failed a drug test. Medina Spirit died in December. The thoroughbred collapsed near the finish line at Santa Anita in Southern California as he was completing a workout. The KHRC also suspended Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert for 90 days and fined him $7,500. In a statement, Baffert said, I am very disappointed in the ruling. It runs contrary to the scientifically proven facts in this case and to the rules of the Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. We will be filing an immediate appeal. The commission also said the winner's purse of $1.86 million must be returned immediately. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
For news anytime, go to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.